Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
That's Mark Knopfler bringing us back with his Dire Straits band. Welcome back. 23 after. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the one for my main website that we founded the original website of the original version of that many versions ago. Was founded in 1997, October of 1997. We launched the first of many websites at that domain name, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. It's just you and me. I've got a couple more things I want to say to you, just us. And one of them is something that I found interesting as I travel around speaking to audiences. As you know, I've been on the road. I'm on the road a fair amount, and as you know, I broadcast my show from those locations, like I did the last 2 weeks from Dallas, from New York, from Atlanta. But when I travel around speaking to audiences, one of the things I ask them is if they know what UGC is. Now, everybody knows what word of mouth is, right? Word of mouth is if I like a business or a product, I'll tell somebody. If I don't like it, I'll tell 10 somebodies. And then I ask them a little bit later if they know what UGC means. And they don't know, most people don't know what that is. Sometimes, every other audience, one person will know what that is. But most of the time they won't. And it doesn't matter whether they're small business owners or corporate executives. I've spoken to both groups a lot this year about this. And what is UGC? Do you know what UGC is? Well, if you've read my book, you would know. Or if you've been to the website, you would know. Or if you've been paying attention over the years to my show, you would know that UGC means user-generated content. So what is UGC? Well, UGC is word of mouth on steroids. So if I'd like you, I'll tell my neighbor and that I like your product. Hey, yeah, I love this thing. You ought to buy it. If I don't like it, I'll tell the neighborhood. Right? That was word of mouth. Well, now user-generated content is me doing that same thing, only doing it online instead of face-to-face. Writing up a review and putting it up on one of the review websites. Going back to a company's website where they have commenting options and writing that, saying how happy I am or not. Tweeting about it, maybe. Or on Facebook, putting a negative or a positive comment on Facebook. Putting up a picture showing me using a product that I love. Right? That's user-generated content. So what do you know about that? You now know what it is, but what do you know about the influence? What do you know about the impact? What do you know about the power of UGC? And this is another thing that people don't know about. This is the reason why my book is such an important resource for you, is because it helps you understand things like the fact that all of your efforts at a marketing message, all of the attempts, all the money you spend, all the work, all the worry, all the energy you put behind telling people that you have the best barbecue in town, or you've been in business the longest, or you got the best inventory, or whatever your claim to fame is, whatever your special sauce is, all that you've done to get people to believe that. In your that marketing message, in the old days, if it wasn't completely true, if you were puffing it up just a little bit, you could get away with it. maybe even puffing it up a lot, you can get away with it. But that was during the age of the seller. We're now in the age of the customer. And the customer has control, and they can produce, and they can read UGC, user-generated content. And here's what the research shows. Customers, your prospects, your customers are more than 60% more likely to believe UGC than your marketing message. So if you say you have the freshest salad bar in town and the UGC says otherwise, people are going to be more likely to believe the UGC about your salad bar or whatever your message is, whatever it is. They're more likely to believe the UGC than they are what you say about yourself. In the age of the customer, my friends, there's no place to hide. You are being evaluated. You're being pre-qualified by prospects before you even know they exist. And there are that's a scary thought, I know. But there are things you can do to prevent that. There are things you can do, not to prevent it, I shouldn't say that. There are things you can do to get out in front of that, to make sure that when you are being talked about, that it's the right thing, that you have the right balance in that account. And those are the things that I talk about in my new book, The Age of the Customer. You can find that at ageofthecustomer.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingage. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.